The easiest way to remember us is just 99.1 FM Talk.
Hello again. Here's our best to you. Are your skies all gray? We hope they're blue. Former radio legend, Herb Oscar Anderson, right there.
Uh-huh.
Way before your time.
I was just going to say, that's way before my time.
Black and white days.
Oh, boy.
I'm John Potter.
And I'm Jay Biggs. It's live and local, as always, each and every Saturday morning, right here on 99.1 FM Talk. And in Smith and Mason Valley, you can tune in on your radio at 92.3.
What are these?
These are like a strawberry Danish thing. I don't know. It's like a croissant. Well, hold on. Strawberry cheese-filled croissant. Okay, so I guess it's a croissant.
Strawberry cheese-filled. Look at this, Jay. Come on. Look at it. It's a big cave in there.
Yeah.
There's nothing inside.
There's like a spread of... Yeah,
no, there's no... Well...
It's a croissant with like some sugar sprayed over
it. It's like somebody sucked all the insides out, Jay.
Well, how do you know I didn't do it before
I gave
it to you?
Well, I got here after you. I don't know.
It's like a jelly donut with the remnants
of maybe there
was some jelly in it. Yeah, that's
this is nothing in it. Where's this from?
This is from, yeah, Save Mart, you know, earlier today.
Save Mart.
Yeah,
oh,
I stopped,
no.
Got my lady some flowers.
I used to love the Save Mart bakery on Keystone.
You want to know what's weird? I actually didn't buy those for us or for me. True story right
so
here.
So who took the jelly then?
Well, no, Save Mart took the jelly and kept it and distributed a bunch of around a bunch of, I guess you could say, of these.
This is how bad inflation has gotten right there.
That's that should be deflated for sure. But I honestly bought it, John, as I was walking in to get those flowers from my lady this morning. I literally saw a bum that was trifling through the garbage.
That was me.
Looking,
excuse me.
No. This guy looked a lot better than you. I'm joking.
that's a joke.
I'm joking. He was trifling through the garbage, and I noticed that he was taking food packages out and opening them up and putting them back. So I said to myself,
he took the jelly.
Maybe, but I wasn't going to allow this guy to like literally be hungry. You know, I mean, like it's not like I'm broke. Yeah. You know, so I walked in. I said, okay, what's something I can buy? Yeah. You know, and on the way out, I can give it to him. Of course, on the way out, I didn't have much time, but he was gone. And I drove around the parking lot a couple times, didn't see him. I was going to give him a croissant. I felt bad, dude. I mean, he was literally looking for food. It's one thing when you see a bum on the corner and they're asking for money or help or whatever, things like that. This guy was literally looking for food. So to me, that right there was like, hey, help the dude out. I can do that. I'm not.
We got good vibes here today. How was your week? Did you have a good week?
Yeah, it's been a very well. The week itself has been great. The last 24 hours, you know,
I had a great week. I rushed my sweet wife to the hospital on Wednesday, Renown.
Oh.
but I tell you, it came out for the best. She had some internal bleeding. Something was going terribly wrong.
Uh-huh.
Rushed her to Renown on Wednesday. They did surgery. They kept her overnight. They found a hernia.
Oh,
she
my.
She had a hernia. And... some other issues and everything, and so she stayed the night at Renown. I spent 12 hours in the waiting room at Renown, and I gotta say, I'm so impressed with that hospital. They did such a great job, and so she's recuperating at home.
Oh, thank gosh. Well,
yeah.
Get well soon, Kathy. Even though I know you're not listening, but
no, she never listens to this show. Never,
my lady.
She has enough of me at home. And I have more good news, but I'll tell about it later.
Well, yeah, we've got lots of time to talk
about
stuff today.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Today,
we do. It's
oh,
just
my
us.
Gosh, yes, it is, pretty much. Until the 11 o'clock hour, I got a buddy coming in, Anthony Carter.
Okay.
And so what I'm going to just straight up tell you this right off the bat.
Did he bring his $200?
Yeah. Well, we could easily make a couple hundred thousand dollars maybe off.
We don't charge anybody.
No, I'm joking. No. So here's what it is. Honestly, he's not associated with, like, I can't say that he's with Fidelity or Merrill Lynch or anything like that. He's not going to come in here with, he's basically a friend of mine.
Okay.
Who has had
What's
such...
What's he do for a living?
Well, he makes investments.
Okay.
He makes investments.
All right.
But he lives off of them. But he's one of those people that, like, I would say he's not, like, with a company. So he's not coming in here saying, hey,
All
I'm
right.
certified with this or this. He has just given me some really good advice.
Right.
And I said, dude, you need to come on the radio show and actually talk to the people and tell them what you're telling me. It
Good.
Makes so
I
much
love,
sense.
I love talking money and getting smart. It's all what you know. That's what money is all about.
I thought
about.
It was who you know. Money. Okay.
And are we going to see a recession? So, yeah, I can't wait to pick his mind.
All right.
News and comment. Here we go.
Yay.
With John Potter and Jay Biggs and Craig out in Carson City, too. Folks, if you still have snow on your driveway and on the ground around your house, it's here to stay for a while. A cold blast of air is coming down from the north, which will filter in starting today. Reno's high is expected to be 44 today, then 31 on Sunday, 26 for a high on Monday.
What?
Monday night, we get down to 5 degrees. Overall, we're going to be below freezing from 9 o'clock tonight all the way to Tuesday afternoon, when the high reaches 36. Folks, this is already the coldest winter we have had in 14 years.
I was going to say it's cold.
As for snow, we're going to get up to an inch in town tomorrow, the light, dry, fluffy kind, and up to 8 inches in the mountains.
So they're calling for snow tomorrow here in Reno?
Not much, and it's light, fluffy stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm not worried. What were all the police cars doing up by Vista Boulevard last night? They were responding to a man who was hit by a car at Los Altos Parkway and Santa Anita Drive near the Aspen Glen Strip Mall. You know, Lighthouse Coffee and all that.
Yeah.
Sparks police say he was running in and out of traffic there and was hit at about 7 o'clock last night. Los Altos was closed for 4 hours. The man was last reported in critical but stable condition. The potholes are precarious on Plumas.
And everywhere.
Many other streets in the Truckee Meadows, they are really growing, it seems, on, you can name streets, folks, I'm sure. I noticed, boy, South Virginia, I caught him. They caught me, actually, between McCarran and Neal.
I have a buddy who actually blew his tire out up in Tahoe,
yes.
and a rim got cracked on his car. And, you know, actually, this is kind of an interesting segue into this from the guy being hit in Sparks, because on one of the news reports, you know, I do the news here 3 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. And on one of the news reports, I think it was on Wednesday, there was a guy hit
Tuesday night.
Yeah, it was like, yeah, but he was illegally laying in the roadway and the car just kept going. So I stopped in the middle of the newscast and I brought up the fact that, hey, maybe the person that was driving just thought they hit one of those potholes here in Reno and just kept going. They didn't even know they hit a person. Well, no, I'm serious.
Is the one believable excuse.
That's the one believable excuse.
That's like can't laugh about the guy, but
well, still. No, not the guy. Yeah, but they were treated on the scene, non-life-threatening injuries and released, thank God. But still, like you know, I mean, a human body is about how many inches deep, and some of these potholes are even deeper. It feels like so.
Well, the stretch of southbound 580 from Mill Street to Moana is actually worse, if you can imagine, than it was before.
Well, you know, the city of Reno manager, he was talking about how what it is the ice forms on the roadways. And then as the ice chips away, that's what breaks up the concrete.
Expansion. And,
yeah, and the potholes, yeah. You know. And it's like, you know, I don't know. Everybody has their thoughts on what brings it. You know, another thought is like, oh, people on their studded tires and tire chains and all that, you know, as they drive down the road, just tear it up. And, you know, I don't know.
580 around Moana has been terrible as long as I spent most of my life here. Actually, I was here when they opened that stretch from Plum to Moana in 1979. It was a very big deal. Oh man, we're like big time now.
Oh my gosh.
And 395 would end.
Isn't that when
Moana,
Bob Carroll was doing traffic in a Cessna?
Probably, yeah. So anyway, the NDOT says that highway stretch there is finally going to be resurfaced this summer. NDOT roadwork repair is funded by gas taxes, which electric car owners don't pay. True. Did you know? 90% of all electric vehicles are still on the road today. The other 10% made it all the way home.
You want to know something? Actually, John. Well, you know, there's funny and not so funny about what's going on with this stuff because, okay, so, you know, Kevin Reaney, our insurance guy,
He
literally texted me yesterday and said, man, I've got to come back on and talk to you guys again soon because he had just yesterday 3 people pull out of their Tesla policies because they went up by 40%.
Mm-hmm.
And this is nothing new. And, you know, I've said forever, you know, I don't know if I can buy into this electric car hype or not, because it's just so much unknown, you know? It's kind of like people in vaping. There's so much unknown, you know?
Well, the Tesla, as I understand it, the insurance companies have to just total the entire car because it's somewhat unrepairable. And I haven't heard too much about that, but I'll tell you
what. Well, it's the battery. It's the battery.
Well, that may be it, but I'll tell you what. A tow truck driver was talking to me. He says they dread having to tow a Tesla. You can't do it. It has to be put on a platform. You need a special truck.
You know what? This
you
is right.
can't pull the thing.
Because, you know, I mean, like when I used to work at that window tint shop and we would have the Teslas come in there, I mean, literally, unless the person was there to touch it with their finger, you know, unless they disabled it or did something from their app or whatever it is, you know, you couldn't touch or move the thing. I mean, it was like basically just a block sitting there, you know. So I could imagine that it's not easy, you know, to do all this, and it's things that we didn't think about.
So what were we? Oh, yeah, potholes. anyway, for folks, for all the street potholes in town, which, as you mentioned, Jay, can easily bust tires, especially these ridiculous, skinny, what do you call those?
Low-profile tires.
I hate them. Oh. They're not even comfortable to drive in. They're hard as rocks, and they break and bust all the time. I did a story with a tire shop once about them. Terrible. And they cost so much more. Anyway, the potholes can easily bust tires or hurt your car. Now, the city crews are getting out and filling the ruts, but those are temporary fixes until the permanent ones can be done in the summer. Something about the temperature, they need it to be hot to fix it permanently. You can report potholes in Reno, and Reno is doing a good job on this. Call the Reno Direct 334-4636, and you can also report online. Just Google Reno Direct. The city has received 166 pothole requests in just the last 3 weeks, already topping the total from all of last year.
Right.
142. I call our potholes street golf. It makes you feel better about the situation. Bring your clubs. If my tires were golf balls, you could call me Tiger Woods. Make it a game. I'm hitting every single pothole on the way to see my buddy Jay.
Well, let me ask this. Do you ride on the street or the sidewalk?
Bicycle, you mean?
Yeah.
It's illegal for me to ride on the sidewalk, but on terminal?
It is?
Yeah, you can't ride a bike on the sidewalk.
Yeah, that is true. Or skateboard on the sidewalk.
But I do it anyway, and if I am pulled over, now I do it on terminal.
That's your limitations.
Certain roads, okay, I'll stay on the road, but terminal, I'm going on the sidewalk, and I do it every single time I come here. And if I get pulled over, I'm going to say and put up the argument, it is safer for me to be on that sidewalk with all the cars that hit bikes and pedestrians now.
I think if you're on a bicycle and you're on a very noticeably clear sidewalk area where there's nobody walking out or anything, like of a business
there's
abruptly or
anybody
something.
Anybody on
Yeah,
sidewalks,
I know. There's no reason for that. Because when I was growing up, honestly, I want to say my mom reminded me to stay on the sidewalk and not ride my bicycle in the street.
That's where they told us to bike when we were kids, when I was young. Yes, stay out of the street. I remember that. Anyway, am I going over?
Yeah, it's okay. We do need to take a break. So let's do that. Let's do that real quick.
Yeah, part two of the news. I'm going to hit on what Edon says, what the Democrats say about Governor Lombardo, a Carson City landmark. What have they done to Comma Coffee? And the big game is tonight. So
that's right.
All right. We'll take a break and be right back. John Potter, Jay Biggs.
It's live and local, 99.1 FM Talk, Smith and Mason Valley's 92.3.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
The number here is 775-884-9910. It is live and local with John and Jay right here on Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk on your radio here in the Reno Sparks, Carson City, and Lake Tahoe area.
I just want to say this about the potholes to wrap that up. Folks, what we have now on the roads out there with the potholes, that is considered a good road in Michigan. It's perspective. All right, continuing with the news and comment, the Economic Development Authority of Western Nevada held their annual State of the Economy forecast, local economy forecast, Thursday at the Peppermill. They announced that the biggest issues we need addressed are more affordable housing and education. I don't mean to laugh, but every year, a public group like this gets together and announces our biggest challenges, and it's always the same two things.
The same thing.
It's always housing.
I'm starting to think
education.
It's an excuse for them just to get together at this point.
Well, this particular agency, EDON, has been the big promoter of growth in Reno, resulting in unaffordable housing and beleaguered schools. Maybe EDON should say the biggest challenge in Reno is EDON.
They should be EGON, like the guy from Ghostbusters, EGON Spangler.
We want quality of life. I want our close-knit hometown back. I was here in the 70s, so you all probably don't know what I'm talking about.
I was going to say, John, those times have come and passed, man. Tesla's here.
Hey, man. Hey, get man. With it.
Get with it, dude.
Governor Lombardo. Yes.
I was going to say, and Tesla's growing even bigger, going to the doing their semis out in...
The semis.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if that's...
You can't
are they gonna...
even live near there. That drives me crazy. Well, of all things, the growth to be at USA Parkway where nobody can...
The head sparkler, Ed Lawson himself, said that they are going to build that road from USA Parkway to the back of Los Altos there. So that's going to eventually...
There's no plan
it's going
for
to...
housing. You have to go all the way to Silver Springs or 80 to...
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, those areas are going to expand. I mean, I'm sure there's going to be some sort of apartments or something over there. I can't imagine.
I don't mind growth if it pays for itself. It doesn't pay for itself here. It doesn't. And when you're talking about growth at USA Parkway,
are they going to build?
People have
this.
To live in the North Valleys, that they can afford the North Valleys and drive to USA Parkway and 80 and all that.
Craig,
maybe
you can help me with this one because I didn't see. Are they going to build another actual gigafactory for these new trucks, or are they just
going
to continue?
I believe it's going to just increase the size of this one. It's $3-some-odd billion worth of addition.
Wow, that's insane. And I don't know if anybody listening's ever been in that building or not. They have the 1 mile hallway. That's interesting.
It's interesting to me that half the people, you ask a question, how's it like to work at Tesla or Panasonic? Half will be extreme. It's great. The other half is extreme. I hate it. No in between. It's really
the extreme. It's great. Or the new employees who haven't been doing the 12-hour shifts for a couple years.
When I hear 12-hour shifts, I think, how do they do it?
Well, hold on.
I think Walmart there does the same thing.
No, I don't believe they do the 12s. Maybe they don't.
On USA Parkway, they do.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I know somebody who works.
Well, all right. So here's what I was told, because my ex-wife used to be head of recruitment for Panasonic. And
the
now
partner
Panasonic
out at the Tesla off building.
Yeah.
They're in
it's Panasonic is owned by the Japanese.
And I hear they're a better place to work than Tesla.
Well, Panasonic?
Yeah.
Yeah, they inhabit, I think it's 70 or 80% of the Gigafactory. It's something huge. It's not like Tesla is the main thing out there. There's also H&T battery components.
There
and
are
stuff.
Rumors that Tesla is just going to swallow it all up.
Well, maybe they will, but they'd
happens,
have to buy out
you
Panasonic.
Heard it here first.
Yeah, that'd be weird. But
I'm big on rumors.
Well, let me tell you exactly though what I'm trying to say though is that here's why it's a hard thing for those people to either be happy or upset. You're never going to find that middle gray area employee is because the Japanese who own Panasonic are thinking they're giving it easy to us as Americans by having 12-hour shifts when they're used to 16. Hour work days and 18-hour work, long work days. They work, man. And so for us, they're over there hey, we're going to give it easy to them, 12-hour work days. But we're over here you go anything past 8 hours, especially in radio, right now. In radio,
but
we don't even do eights.
This is all not new to Nevada because that's the mining industry. The mining industry, 12-hour shifts.
Yeah.
And you work now, the 12-hour shift sounds scary, but then you hear, you only work 4 days a week.
But
that
miners
sounds...
are gritty, I don't know. They're hardcore workers, man. People from Tesla and Panasonic are you can just be some dude off the street from San Jose who moved to Reno, and you can do that.
Oh, here we go.
Well, no, Craig?
Jay's making friends.
Come in, sir.
One of my
Jay's
interns
friends.
At another company I worked at, he was working part-time for me and out at Tesla on the Panasonic side. And He was. It was great. He loved it because he had 3 days on, 4 days off, and then 4 days on, 3 days off. You know, it was like, it was, they paid the
nice
overtime. Shift. Yeah, so the time off was worth the extra hours.
Mm-hmm. Well, the biggest complaint I hear about working there, Tesla, especially Tesla, is they love it. Yeah, it's great. They let you do. They give you stock and all this. The worst thing I hear about it, though, is the management there.
Really?
And I nod my head and I say, I know what you're saying.
Oh, gosh. Well, they. I can tell you this.
Not here. Folks.
Oh, okay.
Not here. Why
backpedal. So, out at Tesla, you know, they give raises. From what I understand,
get
a raise
the,
like
the
two, three
pretty
times
good.
A year.
Yeah.
You know, like they get free meals.
It'd be nicer
kind of
if you didn't have to drive that hellhole down 80 like everybody else is doing at the same time to work there. That's all.
Right.
Okay. We got a break for Fox News. We'll be back with Governor Lombardo. yeah. Also, the Kansas City landmark, has it been closed because of a cat?
Or
and
cats.
The wolf pack.
Did you say Kansas City?
No,
you
Jay.
You did.
Did I?
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
Where did I say Kansas
City? At the beginning
City?
Of that, before it was closed because of cats, right before that.
You meant to say Carson City, and you said Kansas City. It's okay. It's Carson City's Coma Coffee. But
okay.
Maybe there is a Coma Coffee in Kansas City.
That's,
I'd love to go to it.
There
it's
you
my hometown.
Go. There you go. Thank you, Jay.
All right.
So we're going to continue with this next.
Yeah, all right. We're going to be right back here on Live and Local with John and Jay on 99.1 FM Talk, Smith and Mason Valley's 92.3.
99.1, the FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, KKFT.
Our phone number here is 775-884-9910. It's Live and Local with John and Jay, 99.1 FM Talk, and Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3. And let's take just a quick peek at traffic here. Nothing going on, actually. So, Squaw Valley Road 89, they're doing some traffic control this morning over just outside of Truckee. So if you're going to be going that direction, listening on 99.1 up in Lake Tahoe, just make sure you watch out through there. Otherwise, John, we got some more news and comment. You said you want to talk about our trusty leader, Governor Lombardo, this morning.
Yeah, part three of our news and comment. There's just so much news going on. And, of course, let me remind folks, we're all local here, and we'd like to hear your comment, too, at 775-884-9910. All right, part three. Governor Lombardo received a round of attacks by Democrat lawmakers this week, complaining about his plans, which he announced in the State of the State, to fix housing, health care, and education problems. Wasn't there a governor before him?
Yeah, right.
Lombardo received his most recent criticism from State Senate Majority Leader Nicole Cannizzaro, Las Vegas Democrat. She says the governor's executive order to freeze new regulations and have state agencies come up with 10 regulations to be cut is ignoring the law. She says legal tests should come first, you know, like they do in California. Because, you know, can't make government efficient. Can I say it is refreshing to see a governor that doesn't just copy what California does?
Yeah, right. hold on. We're only a couple days into this.
Yeah, you're still on the fence, aren't you?
I'm very on the fence about Lombardo. Well, hold on. I'm not on any fence at all about Lombardo. I'm completely off the fence on Lombardo. I still don't trust the guy. And I don't believe anything he says, even if his tongue was certified, John.
Well, let me scratch that interview. okay, speaking of government, a Carson City landmark is still closed as of yesterday. It was closed yesterday. I was there, saw the sign in the door. I just tried calling them twice. I assume they're still closed. Comma Coffee.
Oh, man.
Says it's temporary. Comma Coffee, the funky place on Carson Street across a state legislature building, had its license suspended for health violations 10 days ago. The local health agency, which has a name so long, I'm not going to bother reading all that.
Sounds like a sexual orientation.
Oh, my gosh. The local health agency says there were, quote, critical health violations found there and dinged them for historical non-compliance, which I think refers to, I think it refers to the cat by the counter. Remember Small Cat, their mascot?
Yeah, that's part of it.
You know, this is sad because I really like that place.
What'd you say, Craig?
I said that's part of it. There were multiple cats.
Well, no,
cats inserted within the facility, and a cat door had been installed allowing the cats free entrance and exit, even when staff wasn't
there.
Yes. So like feral cats could
go
in and out.
So what's the problem?
It was a cat cafe, basically, John. They didn't have it called a cat cafe like the people over here on Longley.
It's no, not what's the problem with having the... anyway, right. let me just say, I don't know if Small Cat's still alive, but Small Cat, I remember 20 years ago going in there, and Small Cat would be on the counter. Small Cat loved meeting people, and then somebody reported Small Cat several years ago. Jeez, if you don't want a cat in the coffee shop, go somewhere else. Don't ruin the character of the place for the rest of us. The authorities, I'll say what the authorities say here. Both sides here. The authorities say cats make people sick. Somebody needs to tell government that the cats get rid of the mice. Comma Coffee, yes, they do. What do you want, an exterminator to come in and spray dangerous chemicals where they serve food? You got to take care. These are old buildings. They have a lot of mice.
Right.
The cat.
Well, that's one side.
Took care of that.
Apparently Comma not.
Coffee says they will What do you mean, apparently not?
Well, when they were there.
Cats like mice.
They do. But there was mice and feces near the prep station, under the sink, under food shelving, and near chemicals, and the pest infestation is a repeat issue that has become severe. They say
that's what they say.
The thing is, John, is that listen, like the businesses just have to be held to a different standard than like your home, right? Just because you have cats and you can't see, you know, if you have an older home, you probably have a mouse. I've had a mouse in my house, and it's probably been killed by a cat. But that doesn't mean that there's not a dropping somewhere in the house that we don't know about. But just because we're okay with it doesn't mean that the city or some Karen or whatever you want to call it.
The only droppings that could interfere with, like, getting in food and stuff would come from mice, not from the cat. The cat has
cat hair.
Has a
I think
litter
that's
box
kind of an issue,
something.
Right? Like, wouldn't it be
I'm
cat
I'm not scared of cat hair.
You're not, but some people are.
This is
listen,
government overreach.
Listen, when my lady spends the night at my house, okay, I have a dog, all right?
You boast.
Well, so
she spends the night at your house.
Well,
we got it,
you guys live together, so that's something else. But no, what I'm trying to say is that, you know, we have to be mindful and like brush off the bed and the blankets and stuff like that, because I do have a little dog. I have a little dog that's, you know, puts dog hair. And if
I'm going
to
tell
that,
government about you.
You might. And we might have to get Myri and the bed people to come in here and exterminate my bed or something from the dog hair.
I called Comma Coffee this morning twice. And apparent that's why I say they're apparently still closed. So that's like
no
10
commas,
days.
They're closed, period.
No, they say temporary. That's what the sign on
I'm joking, like commas, periods,
on the, but
semicolon.
I can't, their recorded message doesn't let you leave a message. So if anybody out there knows June, the owner, have her call us. And I want to hear her side of the story, because the papers just print what the health department says. So if somebody knows June, have her call 775-884-9910.
Yeah, it'd be good to hear.
Because I know that cat loved meeting people at Comma Coffee, and the people loved seeing the cat.
Maybe there's just a health inspector who got a wild hair
from a cat.
Now that was funny. Finally. If I were a Channel 2 for a day, I would definitely do a story about this, but they would probably call the police on me. So that's not possible.
No, the editor would pull you into the office and they would say, John, enough of these cat stories.
How long did it take Jerry to say to me, not so much cat talk?
Less than half of the first half hour.
Oh,
I think it was the third week. He said, the cat stuff. So,
right.
I got to speak up for Small Cat, though. And the way Reno was. And I bet Small Cat was extremely depressed not going to work at Comic Cafe. Instead, staying home with the other cats.
Maybe he went home because he was getting older and he became Grumpy Cat.
No. This is a real...
I know. Government. I don't care. If there's a cat, there's a dog, and you go inside a business, I'm the first person to bend over and give that animal some love.
Yes,
I really
but you're
am.
Afraid of a cat hair.
I didn't
muffin.
Say I'm afraid of a cat hair. I said the general public is, John.
Yeah.
If I came
general
to your house,
public.
Listen
I'll
to me.
Give the general public
If
this.
I came to your house and you, you and you gave me your two-day-old coffee and I found a cat hair in it,
there
I would take
no,
the cat
no,
hair out.
No, there's no two-day-old coffee at Comic Coffee.
What I'm saying is if I pull a cat hair out,
yes.
I'm not going to say, oh, John, I'm not going to touch the rest of your coffee. I know it's from your house. It's probably your cat ball. But if you're a person that goes into Comic Coffee in Carson City and you get a hair, you might not be like, where did this come from?
Somebody's got to speak up for Small Cat. That's me.
You start looking at the person that works there and start wondering if the curtains matching the drapes and all that kind of stuff.
All right, fine. Go there and have coffee with all the mice. Don't say I didn't tell you.
I might.
All right. Finally, folks, the big game is back, and it's tonight. The infamous rivalry between the UNR Wolfpack and the UNLV Rebels returns on the basketball court at the Thomas and Mack Center in Vegas at 7 p.m. The Wolfpack record is 16-5 this season. 16-5! A lot better than their football team. 16-5, folks, the Wolfpack basketball. UNLV is 13-7. Last season, the Rebels beat the Wolfpack twice. The Wolfpack won their last game Monday at Lawler over New Mexico. Now, tomorrow, the playoffs. Just get ready to see way too much. Folks, if I see one more Kevin Hart commercial, why does everyone hire him for ads? There's the Chase Bank. There's the online betting draft, whatever thing. And there's some insurance company, and he's on the TV yelling. He's not funny at all. Or here's another one you're going to see about a dozen times tomorrow. Einstein running off to sign up with Verizon.
Oh, man.
How much worse? I tell you, we got it the first time. How much worse can advertising get? And this is sports advertising, which used to be the best. Instead of the Clydesdales and the Bud Light Game of Thrones, we get that obnoxious lady pushing her Lumi deodorant for butt cheeks.
Hi, it's me again.
Honestly, thank God for the DVR and fast forward. Kathy and I never watch live TV anymore.
I thought you really enjoyed those Limu Emu commercials.
Not only that, Jay, they're all over the email. How did they get on my email the Lumi deodorant? What did they hear about my butt cheeks? Who told them?
Right.
No, I think everybody gets them.
Right. All right, we do have to take a break.
Oh.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
Or a split.
I'll be back. I got plenty more to say. We got plenty more to say. But the phone number. And tell any of those news stories if you know more information.
Yes,
about,
please.
Call us
775-884. I'll get it right for you, John. 775-884-9910.
Okay. Gotcha.
So please, yes, give us a shout. And we're going to be right back here on 99.1 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley.
Live, local FM Talk. KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley. 92.3 FM Talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share? Today?
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
It's live and local with John and Jay right here at 99.1 FM Talk. Smith and Mason Valley's 92.3. Finally got our mic issues taken care of. You Might have heard some of those during our break, I guess. But so far this morning, it's been a really good show here as we are winding down our first hour together on Live and Local. I want to remind everybody our number is 775-884-9910. We would love to hear from you, our listeners, if you got something you want to talk about. And another thing is make sure that you go over to 991fmtalk.com and click the podcast tab and listen there to this episode and any of our retro edition episodes of Live and Local with John and Jay. They're all posted.
I'm John Potter, and I swear to you, I have no Channel 2 classified documents at home.
Have you checked your garage?
Oh, my God, the way the media gives President Biden the benefit of the doubt.
What about Pence?
Whenever CNN does the story, it's always likely accidental and not intentional. You know, they didn't give that courtesy to the guy before.
Well, now you hear the fact that it's now Republicans 2, Democrats 1. Somebody's keeping score.
Right. Right. Well, Pence, yeah, Pence took his time, though, didn't he?
That little turncoat.
Oh, here we go.
He's another Lombardo.
So he's in trouble with you just like Lombardo, huh?
Well, yeah.
Hey, is it just me or are there more cashiers in town checking to see if your money is real lately?
They've always done that to me.
No, it seems I said to the last one, you know, she's holding up the bill up to the light and everything. And I said to the last one, if my money was counterfeit, why would I be here at Dollar Tree?
Right.
I mean, really?
Ah.
Another thing, when the bartender checks my birth date ID in half a second, and I said, well, that was fast. And he goes, yeah, I saw the 19.
Yeah.
Like that. Awful first time I was offered the senior menu without asking for it. Let's start referring to age as level instead. I'm level 68. Now that sounds good. It sounds so much better.
Level. I like that one.
Yeah, video game reference. Hey, sure. Kids will get it at least.
That's right. The kids. Seriously, at my age, a new year is a gift, a humble celebration, a beautiful journey. A moment of happiness. I say let's enjoy life together.
I like that idea. Oh, my gosh. Well, so, John, do we have any more news that you want to go over here
well,
this morning?
Well, I was, based on the, cashiers and everything, inflation, I don't know about you. I don't know about you folks. I was living within my means until I lost my morning job and Joe became president. Double whammy. Household savings balances have never been lower. Household credit card debt has never been higher. It's not the fiscal path to prosperity. I talked to a friend of mine who took his wife and two kids out for sub sandwiches at lunch. They paid a $69 bill for nothing special whatsoever.
See, I'm in radio. I haven't paid for free subs in a long time.
You cut the treats and trim the non-essentials, and pretty soon the basic expenses take more than you make, and it's red ink month. And only if you have savings, you're okay. But standing in line at the grocery store, you're hoping the ever-climbing number on the register doesn't exceed the ever-shrinking number in your bank account. Yeah. Used to be we'd go out for a drive for fun. The Sunday drive, you know.
That's expensive.
To see the countryside, to go visit friends. Nobody does that anymore. Now you drive on an itinerary, skipping trips until one will do the work of several. Calculating the miles is miles per gallon multiplied by $5 something.
Now, see, it's funny, John, you say that because just today I was really hoping after I get off the air here because the temperature is going to be somewhat nice that me and my lady would get in the car and just take a nice drive somewhere. Randomly, you know, there are still
you
people
never
that do
hear
that.
About people doing that anymore.
I love
that used
trips,
to be
man.
A thing.
I
yeah, Sunday afternoon drives were great.
Oh yeah, it's like the next town isn't over 20 minutes away. Now it's $11 in gas round trip. You know, and what were you going to buy there has increased in cost by a third, and you can't afford it, so you stay home.
Yeah.
I guess that makes the global warmers happy. You know, they finally overpriced fuel and sidelined your car, but it diminishes your life. Meanwhile, our Nevada senators in Washington Blame it on COVID and Russia and Trump and guns and the Supreme Court or whatever works with their party. And they're all passing the buck and it's not ending up in your pocket. And all we're getting is the shaft. Excuse me.
Well, that's yeah, I feel better say, now.
Yeah. Did you get that off your shoulders there, John?
Yes, and I'm level 68.
Line. Level 68. I'm level 40.
But I'm level 62.
All of a sudden, it's all very good.
You guys make me feel like a baby.
It's just the economic balance of your life is thrown off. The kids stop taking piano. The ice cream place loses your business, and the braces will have to wait till another year. Let the roof leak, the car rust, and the vacation go untaken. It's a crummy way to live.
Well, anyways, speaking of me being a baby compared to age here, the numbers speak. They do not lie.
I'm glad to be here to cheer you up, by
the
way.
There are a lot of, well, I just wanted to say, according to the ratings, there are a lot of young conservatives in this town.
Yeah.
And that is great to know here in Northern Nevada. So to all the listeners out there, thank you of 99.1 and 92.3. It's an honor to be here and the live and local broadcast, I guess you could say, to represent KKFT. And
it's great. I'm a former newsman. My motto now is I have nowhere to go and all day to get there.
Yeah,
here I am.
You don't have to wear the tie, but you also decided to wear pants now on this job. So.
That's the one plus. Yeah.
Well,
they kept right. My pants there.
Right, I can imagine. I probably need to call them about that. Anyways. All right, 775-884-9910. That is our phone number. Please make sure you join us next hour for more live and local with John and Jay right here on 99.1 FM Talk and 92.3 in the Smith and Mason Valley.